Holy Ghost, joy in the Holy Ghost is the kingdom of God. I tell people that the believer does not need a comedian to make him laugh in the church. All right? I tell them, I say, don't entertain comedians in the church, even if they are holy comedians. We have the joy of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. The scripture speaks of in Acts 2. It says, and when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, the Bible says they began to speak in tongues. Some of them saw visions, they had visions. They saw, they had a sound from heaven. They saw tongues as it were of fire, you know, clothing upon each one of them. The scripture says, and when the Jews saw them, it says, are these men not drunk? Are they not drunk? It means they were laughing. They were laughing and they were happy and they were behaving in a very different way. There was no music. Praise God. How about that? There was no music. There was no soothing music. You know, one thing that we did in this pneumaticals program that we had, I made sure that we did not use music. But friends, I tell you, God's power was everywhere. The place was, men were full of the fire. Either, you know, we saw the power. We saw the joy in the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, the power and the glory. You cannot have the kingdom of God and not have power. Praise God. You know, God wants us to exert his power. Hallelujah. Tell yourself right now, I just affirm this word. God wants me to exert his power. Hallelujah. That's God's kingdom. You don't tell yourself, God, I don't know if you're going to do this. No, God wants you to know that the kingdom is within you. That's what Jesus was speaking as a prophecy then. But now is within you. That's the power. That's the righteousness. That's the wholeness. That's the peace we have with God. Glory to God. And Jesus says, it shall be forever. Then is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Ha 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 ha. Glory to God. Praise God. I know these are times where, you know, we begin to utilize our physical meetings. I was speaking with someone. I said, I don't know if we, I don't know how much these online meetings can accommodate what we want to do, what the Holy Ghost would have us do, you know. Praise God. I hope you're there. Sorry about the darkness. You can know my location. Praise God. A lot of things are not forever. A lot of things change. Praise God. They are not eternal. So light can cease. Amen. But we have the kingdom of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Are you blessed tonight? So guys, I think we're going to be running up with this series, the next two teachings, if we are not round up next week. And then we go into the concept of prayers, unanswered prayers. Do we have prayers that are unanswered? Okay, I think I can use my light here. Do we have prayers that are unanswered? Praise God. Do we have prayers that are unanswered? You know, that's part of God's kingdom, where you want to receive from God. Hallelujah. Receive. You want to receive. Some people say, sometimes God says yes to our prayers. He says no to some of the other times. Then some of the other times, he then says, wait, because I have something greater. Something greater. Glory to God. Is God a contractor? Praise God. Is God someone that needs to be appeased? Or is God a giving God? We'll look into all of these things. And God knows we are going to receive from God in this season. We're going to receive as the teaching is being done. We're going to experience the miraculous. We're going to experience supernatural meeting of needs. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I hope you're blessed tonight. I hope you're blessed. Guys, that's it for tonight. It was quite short. It felt quite short. Praise God. But yeah, we'll see you again next week, Wednesday. All right. For those of us who are giving, I really commend you guys. Thank you so much. Jesus is glorified in your givings. I just pray for you as before you go. Father, I just pray that you would help us to understand these realities better in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, okay, someone asked a question, says, if I should explain, take it by force, I'll explain that next teaching. Thank you so much. I actually skipped that. I'll explain that next Friday. So Wednesday is for Bible interpretation. You should be around. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you next Friday, and I'll see you next Wednesday, actually. God bless you guys. I love you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.